Hi, welcome to my vampire bash. Right now I'm playing traditional polka music, maybe.
Wow, crazy. Wonderful place you got going on.
I'm sorry. Hold on, though. Open those teethers up.
What are you talking about?
Open those teethers up real quick. Let me see them fangs. Okay, those are obviously pink plastic party fangs.
What are you talking about?
Let me just take those out.
Ooh, do you see that? The line of drool that you just pulled out?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. You can keep that now.
It's a little, well, it's delicious to me, actually.
Oh.
Because I like bodily fluids.
You like all types of bodily fluids.
They call me an omni-vampire.
Oh.
I'm
a pan-vampire.
I'm for all.
Yeah, you're pan.
Tastes. Human tastes.
Oh, yeah. So you don't discriminate.
No, wow, absolutely not.
This is kind of a great party.
Anyway, so where are your fangs? Where are those fangs?
Oh, sorry. No, that was a trick.
Fang check. Okay,
right there.
Cool.
Yeah, see my real fangs. And wow, it's weird. Did you just stop playing the music just out of nowhere?
Yeah, the next song's coming on right now.
Oh, so
don't even chill.
What's the next
with?
Song? Wow.
This one, obviously.
It's really interesting.
It's, I put together this. This is my music.
Oh,
and so this is
you think
my party
we're picking
music.
Up like RF interference from the superhero convention next door?
That could be what it was, because it's supposed to be playing the Pina Colada song right now.
Oh,
so this is
right,
wrong.
Right. That's okay. Well, can I have a sip of that, a sip of that blood?
Sure.
Yep.
And welcome to the Collision Shack. With me, recording in the studio, is my friend and my accountant, Travis Flesher.
Hey, how's
Damn
it going?
Why did I say accountant?
Wow, of all the things, God, do you know you're low? You're like low, high key racist.
I'm like medium key racist.
You're medium key racist, and of course, my fuck. What are you? Where are you from? What do you do? What do you do?
It's up to you, buddy.
My always drunk Irish. Elijah Martin.
That's me.
Yeah.
Everyone knows me as the town drunk.
The town drunk.
Is that a, how come people in Ireland have town drunks?
Ireland?
That's like olden times thing, but
yeah.
Like.
Everyone has a town drunk.
But did we have town drunks in the olden days?
Of course.
Or I guess in small towns, there probably still are town drunks.
Yeah, no, everyone's a town drunk.
I was going to say, it's
then
hard.
Then there's a town sober.
In small town USA, I feel like you have to be drunk most of the time to get through it.
Yeah, no, you work at the coal mines, and then you go home and drink and beat your wife.
And where?
That's the only way to do it.
I mean, your whole life is coal. You go work in the coal mines, and then when you come back, you're like 7 feet from the coal mines.
You're in the trailer on the site of the coal mine.
Right.
Covered in dirt, and then you shower
covered
in coal.
Soot. Isn't that what that is?
Soot. The soot, it's like, you know.
Soot.
It's almost like I was just working on my car today, and then I just changed my brakes, but there was
dude.
Like on my face, on the back of my hands, on the back of my elbows. I'm like, where did this come
cars
from?
Cars is dirty, dude. Cars don't give a fuck. Like there are certain objects that are in cars that if you take them out of a car for if you're handling them for even a second,
right.
That's your whole day. Your whole day is ruined.
I'm gonna quickly change brakes, and I made sure to like, you know, be careful. And my face was like covered. Like I was just nonstop touching my
How
face.
How long did it take?
I mean, it took like, you know, 45 minutes, like 30 minutes, really.
Right. So,
like, but I was just
when it looked like you came out of an 8-hour day at the fucking shop.
Exactly. I'm like dripping sweat from lifting the fucking tire onto the.
Holy shit.
It was really rough. But
you wanna, before you play the button, you want to be a good place.
I pressed the button like 3 seconds before you said it.
We can't do anything now.
No, we can't.
I have to just do a would you rather now. I can't even talk about it. It's actually good. Now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't really that funny.
Okay, good.
Travis, would you rather have two peg legs or two hook arms? Hook hands, I guess.
Like hook hands, like little like.
Yeah, so you. And then, or two peg legs. This is sort of a light one, just like a. This is an amuse-bouche to the main course of the episode.
So you're warming the audience up.
Yeah, exactly.
To what's about to happen. You're not used to fading out.
Forgot about that.
Fuck. So because I'm thinking right. I think we discussed it on the
sure.
podcast before. We're thinking right. And
I'm cooking something up in this brain in this old noggin up here. There's
having
something
hands,
around.
Living life without hands. A struggle.
It would be bad.
How do you masturbate? How do you wave? most importantly,
with the hook, I feel like you could, if you kind of like around
look, and then go,
yeah.
Oh God.
Sort of like you use the pressure from equal pressure on both sides.
Yeah, no. So
except it's really easy. You put too much pressure on one side
and just snap your dick in half, and then
that's
so
not good.
Or you that's have peg good. Legs, and how are you supposed to get foot jobs? You know.
Right.
Yeah. So
well,
or
you could
walk.
Probably give. Foot
I mean,
jobs
you can walk pretty with peg legs though.
Yeah, I
theoretically,
mean,
you can like waddle.
I don't think you can. I don't think someone could walk with peg. I mean, they could, but they need like crutches. Let's just say that you don't need crutches to walk though. You've learned how to walk.
Okay, like a pirate, but with both legs.
I'm not gonna say, not saying though that it's easy to walk for you.
Okay, all right. I think even if I couldn't walk. Like, the world has adapted people with no legs to
sure.
get around. Like,
sure,
it's
sure.
it's the law
it's,
for
it's
businesses.
Better, it's a better time to be disabled than there ever has been
but
in the world.
But it's also not that good to be handless. Like, because you can still walk, you can still go to places, but you just can't do things.
Right.
Right? Without legs, you can go and
pretty
then
much
do
go
something.
Do anything.
Like, you can have it. You can still get a job. You can still, like, work at a cash register. I mean, but you can still do a lot of things, but with no hands, you can't.
Travis,
I mean, you can't grasp things.
Listen. Apparently you did a would you rather that got rid of your brain. Because obviously, if you have hook hands, you can work a cash register.
Like,
and then it opens up. You just hook the money right on. Hand it to him.
No. You put a piece of gum. You go, and they go.
Well, in reality, it would be like the what's the fucking one where he's. I mean, this is a minute of many things, but where they really get it good, like having just like you can just like and then put on a different attachment for your hands.
It's like I'd have like a belt of attachments, and then just ones for grabbing, ones for pinching, ones
exactly.
For like,
one's
just like a tube just to masturbate with. It's like its own masturbating like hook. So
it's just like it's basically just it's just a fleshlight attachment.
Yeah.
And you just have
proprietary.
A
proprietary. Oh, goddamn it.
Proprietary. You have a tool belt and you just hooked up. This is my spatula hand.
Spatula. Oh, it's like SpongeBob, but with the spatula hand. Actually, no, high key, I'm doing the second one. I'm going to do the hooks for hands if I can have
really?
The attachments and stuff like that.
Well, I was actually going to ban
drive.
That. I was going to ban that.
Oh. Oh.
So, okay, well, let's talk about driving. Can you drive with hooks?
I mean, with an attachment.
No. You drive with hooks?
I would not trust myself to drive with hooks because you would get caught on
like. How would you shift? Because you have to like, how would you shift from? No, I guess that actually.
I mean, with
how would
my
you shift
car,
from drive to park? You'd have to use both hands because you'd have to clink the thing
and
then push forward. In. But it's.
So I'm assuming I can have it like,
actually be really
like modified, right? Like I mean, the first year of my life
like
is
a dune
hell.
Buggy,
right? But the second year, I'm going to have like a car that's been adjusted and has all the things on it.
A car that is meant for a hooked hand man.
Yeah. So like I just stick my stubs into the dashboard and then like it uses my neurons to control everything.
Okay. It's you know what's funny, Travis? The best solution to anything is,
adaption.
The future. Technology that doesn't exist would be a great way to solve this.
I would invent it and then I would become rich, but I would
Travis,
also have
Travis, how do we stop famine? World famine. Easy. Just shoot food pods at everyone.
Yeah, just shoot food.
Just shoot one food pod in every country. Everyone's fed. Easy.
Right. Yeah. Easy. And then the food pod.
That's what we have food pods for.
But no, think about it. Right. This is the leading technology here. Like, so they already make robot like bionic hands that actually move depending on like the neurons and like the tendons and stuff like that. The remaining of what's left, but you can actually like pick things up. So why is it to say that you can't just stick your arm into like the dash of your car and like you can control speed and you can control like turning all from like an armrest or like the side of your car. You just stick your hand in it and then you can control everything from just like your hand movements.
So you're saying who's to say we can't
Tesla already exists.
We can't adapt the world-class state-of-the-art technology that we've basically just barely been able to even get, you know, done, like the moving fingers. I mean, that is the past like 3 years we've been able to get to that point,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
Why can't we just do that for where our whole brain is the car? Why can't we just do that where we become the car?
It's just like how many signals on off on off on off on off on off. That's all you need.
You know, that's why, you know, originally we tried when we were
I was saying on off,
right? So you think if we had like a binary type, well, first of all, you wouldn't be able to do
half speed
this.
Half speed.
It'd be just a hook.
Third speed, four speed. Like you're going 65, 45, 35, 10. Like you have no choice.
So it's presets. Presets.
And then you move your thumb to like adjust fives, right? Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're like, shit, going 100. Fuck. And then you got to like go down. You're like doing 5 miles an hour. I mean, Tesla or just self-driving cars as a solution to that.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is already there.
Is already going
to
be.
And
yeah.
You don't have to invest.
Yeah. We are going to have the technology for self-driving cars hundreds of years before we're going to have the technology to link to our car and perform a fucking avatar spirit bond to our fucking car. I think we're going to have the self-driving cars before
someone
that.
Sticks their dick inside of it and it's just like revving.
It's the link. I can feel
it's
it.
It's the link. I can feel it. So what would you do? I would do the second one.
I would do this
hook hands.
Well, I think we just explored a lot of hook hands. What kind of crazy antics could we get up to with peg legs?
You could have two wheels and then have some peg legs.
Have sex with three girls at one time. Except the girl in the middle wouldn't be having as much fun.
Is it like splintered?
Imagine my leg like the same size but a peg. That's what I'd be having sex with.
It just sticks like, straight.
Like a fucking log.
No, but is it like blistery, like rotten
no,
wood?
No, I was going to say it's
probably. Or is it like polished?
Yeah, the wood on my leg splintery. Has like rot. It's starting to rot.
And it's like, oh man, I got the rot leg. Oh man.
Spiders infested my leg. Yeah, damn. I got spiders up there. No, I think it's like that nice wood with the finish on it. And so okay. It won't splinter or anything.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
And can I get a carbon fiber one?
No, it's got to be peg. They got to be wooden peg like a pirate.
Ah, oh, fine.
Although, you know, look who's back.
Yeah, no, our dog Raya has decided to join back.
Our dog.
My dog.
Because we
it's
we
our
own
podcast.
Together.
As a podcast.
It's our podcast.
No, we use the Patreon earnings every month to feed her. Right now it's $11 and it's not really working out for her. So she's pretty skinny. She's supposed to be like three times the size, yeah. But she is like the
We've
size of a chihuahua.
We've stunted her growth.
Yeah, so that's your fault. If you,
don't. I guess I actually don't.
You're not a Patreon. You're making this dog start.
like saying I need a bonus to do something essential. like, oh fuck, that's just an office joke. It's my kid needs shoes. You want to tell my kid he doesn't get shoes, and it's just like the Christmas bonus.
What? Why are you using the shoes, Elijah?
Yes,
I'm gonna give you a fact or fiction, and you have to tell me whether it's a fact. Or a fiction.
Or fiction.
Or a fiction. Bone dust smells like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
So if you were to like grind up bone dust dry, mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
And smell the fumes or the powder that comes off.
Yeah. Let me really get into this mind verse you're setting up here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So like, I have a bone grinder.
Right. It's like, and then you take off the lid. It's like, and then it's like,
Cool Ranch.
Ah, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay, I'm going to say that there's not going to be a lot of crossover between people who have regular access to bone dust.
Right.
And
people
who love like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Elijah, do you like eating shit? Do you like smelling shit all the time?
No, but no. Hold on here. That's a farce because I shit out of my own body, so okay. I have to smell it every day.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't shit out Cool Ranch Doritos. Although, I
that
wish
would
did.
Be. They should have supported our podcast on that one episode.
Okay, but I mean, for someone, it wouldn't be impossible. You're right. There's definitely someone who's out there who may have been around a lot of bone dust and been like,
Or maybe he was like, he was eating some Cool Ranch Doritos and grinding
and some bone dust came out and he realized, oh, no difference basically.
Maybe he misassociated. Maybe bone dust just got on his Doritos.
Yeah.
So now his Doritos smelled like bone dust. So when he smelled bone dust.
He wasn't paying attention. His cat came and knocked his bone dust container. And so like it spilt a little bit and some of it fell into the Cool Ranch Dorito bag.
So now and that was the first time he opened the bag and walked away.
Right.
It was the first time he ate Cool Ranch. He's like, this smells almost exactly like bone dust.
Huh. So I guess based on all of that logic, then yes, it does.
Okay. And on that logic, are you going to say that?
No. It's correct? I'm going to say no.
You're going to say it's fiction?
That's a fiction. Although.
You're correct. Okay. It is fiction. I made it up.
I was going to say that one is absurd enough where like if you had seen that, you would have been like, perfect. He's going to think I wrote this.
Right. Because that's what I do. I think so meta into my questions. Like, oh, would Elijah think that I wrote this because I'm so dumb I couldn't think of something this smart to write? Yes. Then I write it down and then I say it on the podcast. And then you're like, I don't know if Travis would write this.
It's like how reverse psychology is actually kind of binary because it's either reverse psychology or not reverse psychology. But so it's like, okay, would he think that I would think that he would think that I would think he's going to do this?
Wow.
Therefore, he'll never see it coming.
He'll never.
It's like, unless he does see it coming, therefore.
There was a period on Club Penguin Right. Okay. Follow me.
Sure.
Do you know the Uncle Penguin right before their like one of the year eras. Before the years they close it down, they created this like jujitsu card game in the game.
I played the shit out of it, right. Actually.
And I became black belt on the principle that I figured out how little lizard brain kids think
right
that you're gonna play right. So it's uses fire. It's like mm-hmm. paper rock paper scissors, but with fire water.
It's funny
and
you're
ice.
Actually talking about literally the only thing I've ever done in Club Penguin.
Right. So what I would do, right, so if you get three fires on your deck, you win. Or if you get three of each, or one of each, you win. Mm-hmm. So if I had two fires, right, they think I'm going to play a fire to make the third one. Right. So what I do is, since I know that they think I'm going to play the fire, they're going to play the water.
Right.
But in reality, I'm going to play the ice, so I freeze them. Now I have two fires and an ice, but then they're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then I eventually come in clutch with that last fire, thinking that I'm going to get another ice,
right,
or whatever, or water,
whatever
to make
the one
three.
You need to complete. Yeah,
and then I would rape them. I would rape all those children so hard in that
okay,
game.
Now hold on. it is actually extremely unfortunate that the term rape has been used to describe like
destroying, like
winning by a large margin in a video game.
Yeah, it's like and then in a children's game,
it's terrible. It's terrible.
And then I would also be really good at the pizza game in that.
Oh, yes.
Where you do all the pizza stuff. Game. Yeah, of course. Elijah?
Yes.
I have a would you rather. Would you rather be an NPC in GTA 5 or an NPC in Red Dead Redemption 2?
Interesting. So,
a non-playable character in GTA 5, right?
Very first thing that comes to mind is all the contrast between those. But let me think about the similarities.
Right.
The chance to be randomly blasted by the non-NPC, very high in both those games.
At least one person.
If I'm controlling it, then very high that you're gonna die. From those
and you're where you are in the map is completely random. So you could be in the main quest like part
area.
Of town, or you could be in the corner, like with the Easter egg corner.
I could just be sitting in a bar playing cards, and then I hear outside like. I'm like, oh shit, something's happening. Yeah. Probably the guy.
Yeah, probably.
Keep reading.
Yeah. Or you could be some guy just having a campfire in the mountains that are never touched.
And it's just, I'm just there in that.
You just see a
universe.
Jet fly over you, like firing bullets. You're like, oh, there he is. There's the guy.
Okay. So I think at very first, I'm attracted to Red Dead Redemption too, because it's like cowboy time. But then I feel like in reality, when I get there, like a day later, I'm going to be like, oh shit. Right. Fuck this.
Not only is it, you know, the 1800s.
1900s, actually.
Is it 1900s?
Mm-hmm. Early 1900s.
A lot of the story happens in the 1800s. Anytime a date's written down, it's always 1800s. No. Because it's like a letter
well,
or something.
1899. Anyway. Oh, yeah, actually, fuck. I'm totally wrong. Yeah, it's in 1899. The second one is.
So I'd imagine living in 1899 just simply sucks. Or GTA 5, which is based in 2015 or 13. And, which also kind of sucks.
No, it doesn't though. Like that one. The choice for me is either to be transported back to the magical times of the Wild West and get
and
to
Valentine.
Live out. And I mean, it's not even like the real Wild West. Either I'm transported back to the Wild West hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. Or I moved to Los Angeles. That's basically the because.
Or you moved to Los Santos.
The only thing is
right
is that it will be 2013 forever. Whatever though, and there is the guy.
And there
or
is
in GTA 5, there's more specifically three guys that could be.
And in
a
theory,
huge
in GTA 5, there's buildings that the guy cannot get into. So
that's
you
true.
Could just be
and
a office
theoretically,
worker.
I could get into there, yeah.
Yeah, no, because it's your world. You just be
world.
Like, just going to work into this office building where a jet cannot be run into it and it doesn't collapse.
Like, I could literally look at my window and see, like, a jet come, like, at me, and I'd just be like, idiots. And it would just...
And fall off and explode.
Fall down.
But you see a guy, like, you know, jump out with a parachute and just smack the window and fall.
Even talking about GTA makes me want to play it. Know, it's just so perfect. It's
so,
like the perfect game.
What would you do? If you were a random NPC.
Yeah. God, random NPC. But and then we're talking about the things that could happen that aren't likely to happen.
But
what's actually
Red Dead
likely
Redemption.
To happen, I'm likely to just be a random person slaughtered on the side of the
all
street.
Right. GTA 5, you get shot and killed, right? You get exploded and killed. What's the worst thing that happened? Red Dead Redemption, you can be lassoed, you can be hogtied, then brought to alligators and dropped in front of alligators and eaten alive.
Let me tell you a story. One time in GTA Online, I just stopped at a point in the road where I knew there'd be people coming pretty fairly frequently, NPCs. And so I would grab, this is actually really hard because if you, in online, if you let the NPCs too long, they break free out of your hog tie. So I would hog tie them and I got, I think, five of them.
So this is Red Dead, not GTA 5.
Oh, Red Dead.
You said
GTA 5. Hog tied, I had five NPCs. And then so while they're hog tied, I'll blow their heads off and then blow their legs off. And I lined them up in the street so that if anybody were to come across that, like theoretically, they would see. And I love having them hogtied because then their hands are still tied around their back, but they're missing their legs and their head. So it's like, it just makes it that much worse.
You just like double barrel shotgun their head and it comes off.
And that could be me. That could have been me there.
Right. Just living your normal life.
Yeah.
You, and like, some you grew, dude could, like you have the memories of your childhood. You have the memories of your lost love from, you know, high school, if that existed in that time.
Yeah.
Just school, grade school.
School.
Yeah, school. The one schoolhouse.
The one school.
Like, so Red Dead or GTA 5?
Okay, GTA.
I need you to
GTA,
answer.
It's more likely that I'll die, but Red Dead, it's more likely that I'll die in a gruesome, terrible way.
Yeah.
Like, or you can just attach someone to your horse and then ride and then let them fucking, like, their skin get dissolved and then they'll die. In the most blood-curdling scream they let out. It's like,
and then all of a sudden, quiet.
And then you hear an X. You see an X on your map behind you. And then you're like, oh, circle, release.
Release.
Bye. Keep on riding. Go on to the fucking next one. Fuck, yeah. Red Dead, I mean, I have to do GTA.
What would you, GTA?
Because for the convenience of living in the modern world.
Right.
If not for anything else.
Yeah, you're right. I would,
or maybe I could befriend, if I'm an NPC, I could still befriend Michael and Franklin and the old, you know, who's Devin? What's his name?
I don't know.
Trevor.
Trevor. Devin. And then what's the nerd guy's name? Lloyd. I don't know.
Oh, Lester.
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 Fucking
yeah.
Lester always calling me, dude. I don't care about your missions.
Oh, in GTA Online. Oh, I know, dude. Rockstar.
Hey, just so you know, we got a new load in. If you want to check it out,
and it's all every single one of those calls. Listen to them because they'll just come over and over and over from all sorts of different people. They're all every single one of them is pushing something you have to buy. In some way, you realize, oh, this is connected.
This is an ad.
To do the best thing here, I have to buy it. Like, yeah, it's basically all those calls are just fucking rock. It's literally Rockstar calling you and it's like geniuses. They fucking figure geniuses. Out how to cold call.
All right. Elijah.
Yes.
We are at the point of the podcast where we just, you know, chill out. We have some fun and we try to sell each other items.
Bump back a couple of mimosas.
We just combine items and then we... And then we try to sell them. Adblock has been updated. I will not.
Listen,
I will not.
If you want to pour yourself a second glass of wine tonight, we won't be looking. We'll look the other way.
Elijah, the three items you have to combine into one item and sell to me is as follows. Food, in general, just food.
Any food.
Just food. Just like,
or I suppose it's not any plural. Food, it's food.
Food. It's food, plural. Ring. Like a ring, like around a finger, and then headphones. You have to combine those three items, and you have to sell it to me, and I am, what am I doing? I am about to adopt a puppy. I'm in the kennel area, right? You see all the dogs, and they're all, like, sniffing you, and, like, there's some barking and stuff in the background. And I'm just, I found one that I attached to, and I think I'm going to take it home.
I got you. So you found one you're attached to.
All right. What's his name? What's his name? Scruffy? Oh, my God. Scruffy. Ah, I love you. Scruffy. Oh, can you open up the cage? Can you open up the cage?
That's a door.
Oh, my God. Hey. Hi, Scruffy. How's it going, Scruffy? Oh, hi, Scruffy.
I hit you over the head. You wake up later. You're in a dungeon.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to do that so bad, but I feel
okay,
like...
Okay, no, I'm in a dungeon.
Oh, sure.
Oh, what's... Where am I?
I'm
what's happening?
I'm holding Scruffy.
What's happening? What's happening?
Scruffy, huh?
Oh, no.
Cute dog.
No.
Scruffy. We'll just put him here for now. No. I set him on a weight. As the weight presses down, you see a whole Rube Goldberg machine across the fucking room. All of it sort of takes like a full like 3 minutes to like do all the things, and then it gets down, and then eventually it activates a 1 minute timer with a spike over Scruffy's head. All right, now I'm gonna need your full attention.
What's happening, Scruffy?
Hold on. Why are you eating your headphones? Oh, funny you ask. Well, see these things right here? Pause the timer. Hold on. This can wait. excuse me. These things right here?
Yeah, what's that? What's that, man?
Food. Oh, but the headphones are broken? Not even.
What are you listening to, man? What are you listening? It's my time. Get me out of here.
Okay.
Hey.
So the other thing is, check this out. Check this out.
I'm checking it out.
Oh, someone's at my door.
What's that?
No problem. I can just look at who they are right on my headphones.
Oh, because it's a ring.
Because it's ring. It's,
okay.
It has ring technology built in. So if I look on the side of my headphone, it's my landlord.
Oh, okay.
It's my landlord. So I can tell him. I can and in fact, I can.
Can he hear me?
No. Fuck off.
Hey. Oh, okay. Do you think he heard me?
Oh, he's going away. He got the fuck off. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, anyway, so all you would need to buy one of these is pay me. How much do you think? I designed them myself. They're not like for sale. They're not like retail.
Does this have anything to do? Like, if I pay you, will I get out of here?
It cost me about $250 to put it all together.
Okay.
And so, what do you think should be like my price range? It took a couple weeks.
So MSRP probably around $300. I mean, that's what I would sell it for.
Okay.
Getting.
Okay. But would you pay me $310 for them?
$310.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it helps me get out of here. If it helps me get out of here, I'll give you $310.
Great.
But I need to get out of here to get my wallet.
No.
No, I need to.
Because I have your wallet.
Really?
Because when I clunked you over the head.
Oh.
You know. Listen, I'm not like some fucking creep. I'm not going to go through all your stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to take. But you said the $310's good, right?
Yeah, do you have like Square or PayPal?
Perfect. Perfect. I can just.
Okay. Right.
Now I'm going to cut you open and eat your limbs.
Turns out he actually. My character actually was going to cut you open and eat your limbs. That's why he captured you. But he just also happened.
Why didn't he just eat his headphones?
Happened to be a good set. Well, he was. He likes limbs.
He likes limbs. Prefer.
He likes limbs.
He doesn't like dog, though.
He prefers limbs. No, like, he prefers humans. Human lean. Limbs is sort of what his whole thing is about.
All right.
He looked almost confused.
No, because I didn't realize that tweezers was spelled T-W-E-Z-Z-E-R-S. I don't think I've ever seen the word tweezers. It says tweezers with two Z's.
That's wrong.
That's why I looked at it weird. Is it
that
not
is
spelled that way?
Wrong. Okay. No.
It says tweezers with two Z's in ER. It must be like a British way of spelling it or something.
Tweezers.
Anur. Elijah,
yeah.
Congratulations on getting that sale. I knew it was hard.
Thank you. And that's what made me. I'm actually, that sale was what I needed to become top salesman of the year.
Oh.
In my company. So they're sending me to, what's the.
Bahamas.
Who has the most delicious humans? That's where they're sending me.
The Bahamas. Jamaica. The glow stick is one of the items that I'm going to have to combine and sell. Tweezers. Sure. So with two Z's. And a bracelet. So tweezers, bracelet, and glow stick. I don't think this is very hard to combine.
I just looked up tweezers. Nothing. I think they just. There's nothing. There's no such thing. It looks like the name of a strip club, like a daytime strip club.
Tweezers.
Tweezers with the two Z's. Yeah, but there is no such thing as twizzers.
Twizzers. Maybe somebody like me wrote it because I feel like I would make that mistake.
The double Z. Well, yeah. I mean, they just didn't check their work. That's the
God
problem.
God damn it!
You always got to go and proof.
Where yet, man?
My tweets on the Collision Shack page are proof of that.
Yeah.
That you need to go back and read what you fucking type, because like almost every time I go back and proofread them, I'm like, oh shit, I need.
Oh shit. Tweezers.
Go ahead.
Glow stick. Where you at? Bracelet.
I think I'm going to be. I'm just. We'll do something a little simple this time. I'm just sitting on a bench in a mall, I think.
Okay.
And just, you know, one of the benches they have off to the side or the center. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of chilling there, and I probably just sat down. I'm just on my phone. I'm waiting for someone, I think.
Okay, cool. I'm just walking by, and I can't help but notice that you're so nervous. And I'm walking over to you.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. I'm just extremely nervous.
Oh. Why are you so nervous?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for asking.
Here, let me sit down.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay.
Well, you know, I just actually submitted my my application to become one of the
five
gods.
Oh, you just apply?
Turns out it's an application. Yeah,
you just it's have an to application apply. Process.
So I mean, obviously, I'm so nervous. It's right. Like, am I gonna get it? I don't
That's
know.
That's so crazy. Like, what? Like, what do you get? Like, you're an actual god. You could just like create lightning.
They bestow you with all godly powers, and wow. I believe they give you just like kind of a
one
god,
of
just like sort of a godly outlook.
One
on
of
Earth.
Five.
Well, one just died, so there's a vacancy.
Okay.
And that was Jezariah, the god of drama.
How
and
does
so he? So you do get you become like a god of one thing,
right?
Although you do just get all around godly powers, mm-hmm. they sort of just give you a specialty.
Right. So, and like, how does one die?
And I'm super nervous. Sorry, Adam. And how does one die? Oh, that is a great question. Old age.
Old age? Just
yeah.
Disease. Old age.
Poor Jezariah, cancer. It was the big C.
Big C.
Yeah. He was fighting it off for years. He went into remission and then it came back.
It's almost like, it's so weird how people pray to God. To like,
I know
that's like
what,
the one thing
that,
you can't control.
That's what they were telling me during the interview. Like, we don't fucking know how to deal with any of that shit. It's so funny. Yeah.
Cancer is just like, it must be a devil thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, he must
absolutely.
Right. So yeah. I couldn't help that you were nervous and, oh man.
I'm so nervous. So nervous.
What's that? Did you already do the interview or is there a second interview maybe?
I'm done with the interview.
Dude, when you show up first day of work, you don't want that, you know, hairy caterpillar right between your eyes, dude.
Hairy caterpillar?
Yeah, dude. No. I got this. It's like a snap bracelet.
Oh, sure.
All right. Oh, here. Let me just.
Sure. Oh, look at that. I had a lot more than I previously had. Okay. That was the one that causing the most.
Yeah. See, that one was just one hair just attached to one root.
You got the one big one out that was sort of doing all the problem.
Right.
The damage
oh,
up there.
Man. So these twi- oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Those are some great. I like how the way those functions.
Dude, yeah, no. What's really cool, you can use them any time of the day. Like at night. Dude, it glows in the dark. You can see anything. It's like a flashlight in itself. And guess what? You want to store it, but you don't want to be self-conscious about people knowing you tweeze. Snap it on your wrist. It's a bracelet.
There it is.
Look at that shit. Dude, snap back, dude. Snap
oh,
back.
My God. So, like, is that you invented that? Or?
Yeah, dude. No. Actually, this third god, Harry.
Harry, yeah. I haven't met him yet, but I've heard about his work.
His work. He's the god of hair, and yeah, he just knows
naturally.
He knows people like don't mm-hmm. like him, but only like it in certain places. So he invented this glow stick tweezers bracelet combination,
sort of,
and it's just kind of like one of those things. Like if you want to impress, you know, like one of the other gods to get on their level, you kind of want one of these
right.
because he knows that you support something he's made. So I mean, sure. it's only about $400, but you can just make
oh,
money.
No, I'll absolutely do that. Like I'll get my wallet out. What's that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, he just got shot by the Secret Service. Guys, you're supposed to shoot him after I make the sale. Fuck.
Didn't even play the sound.
There you go. It. I clicked the button. It doesn't work. We need a new iPad.
I just wanted you to successfully sell me that and then get shot in the head at the end.
By the... fuck. God damn it. Do you have another...
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
You know I've always got a would you rather for you. Okay. Travis,
yes.
Now this is actually, I'm going to have to ask you this directly. Would you rather?
I would rather do something in my opinion.
Be forced from this point onwards for the rest of your eternity to read every word that was ever written by a human being.
So like beginning... In the beginning, I just have to read.
So yeah, if it's a book, you'd read the whole book. If it's a pamphlet, if
I will
it's just
die reading.
Random scribblings. No, you are alive until you've finished your charge.
So, okay.
The second you're done reading every human
But eventually,
thing,
humans will just die.
I think you'd probably,
so
but still.
Is it like this magical tablet that just pulls up all the words?
Sure, yeah.
So even after, like, you know, the libraries are burned, the earth is dead, I'm just floating
you're
in space
You're always
going
to be able
reading.
To find them. And then the second you're done reading, then you can finally, your soul can finally rest.
Okay.
Or...
All right.
For the rest of your life, up to this point, not up to this point, but for the rest of your life, you are only allowed to read one word. So
I can only look at one word.
So basically, once you pick which word, every word that's written that isn't that word will all of a sudden just become jumbled to you.
So I will have severe, what is it, a dyslexia?
Super dyslexia, basically.
It's just like, so what do you see, Travis? I see the... Why'd you choose that word, you idiot?
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
just like, he's like, what word do you want? I said, the, and then he just was like, it was like a genie, dude. He's like, you fucking twisted my words.
You know, I was I wanted to talk about this because at first you're like, okay, this is stupid. But actually, what word would you do? If you, let's say, okay, you had to do that one where you pick one word. What word would you pick?
Like,
what would be the word that could be an anchor for all other
like,
words?
It would be like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Something, an interesting word to look at. Just like,
oh, so you don't think, you think that there is no way you could derive a use from this, and you're just gonna have to swear off reading forever. But at least you'll have a word that's nice to look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, just like it's like, or it, like, can I like combine like hyphenate word like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The secret meaning to life is 42, all hyphenated.
Oh.
So super dash.
So and that'll actually give you sort of. They think they're taking away, but really, you know, the concept right. of like. You take something away, but then that actually allows you to see the whole picture.
Right.
You're going to crack like the code to Earth that way. You're going to, it makes so much sense after you blur all these words and it's just here. You put, oh my God.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The meaning of life is 42. Yeah. So what would you choose? I mean, I would choose an interesting word that isn't boring.
No. I would choose like something that can really anchor me to like I'm trying to think of a word that like if you saw it in a sentence you would kind of be able to know what sentence that was, but there's no word like that, is there?
No.
Then I would do the word fuck.
Fuck.
So that I can just fuck, look fuck, around fuck, and fuck, see fuck, fuck.
I might do the word cunt. Just cunt, 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 cunt. Sorry, I was looking at the camera. Oh shit.
What camera?
Oh, okay, nothing. No camera. Uh-oh, low battery, 10%. We're going to run out of juice on this this iPad before the end of the episode is up.
And I mean, that app runs like you're on 1% all the time.
No, the iPad runs like it's on 1%. So, okay, what's the first one? So, you have to read every word ever.
Yes.
Or you have to only read one word. So it's kind of a twist on the one I gave you a while ago. It's like listen to one song or never listen to the same song again.
Oh, right.
So it's essentially the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Maybe I'm actually ripping you off.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'm just the original Artur here and you're just – what would you choose?
I would choose the
red word.
The one word.
Yeah. No.
Because I guess when you're really thinking about – oh, you would choose reading every word?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like if you live forever, you would understand. The camera's probably shaking because my dog is on my bed doing stuff. So
it totally is shaking. What does it look like? I can see it shaking now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. So.
You fucking bastard. We tried to kick her out and she fucking hid from us at the back of your fucking bed.
Fuck me. So I would choose every written word. Just so I can have something to read. I might enjoy it.
I would say, yeah. So, I mean, I think you can still do other things, but you can't ever, like, stop reading. Like, you have to continue that activity.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean,
and I'm giving it, like, a special device I can never lose, and that's, like, attached to me. It's like, zzz, I have to shower with it. Just be right. Not reading constantly. Yeah.
I was almost thinking it's almost like it's not even, like, a physical item. You just, like... You can just kind of read it in your head.
Oh, God.
But that would be too easy. Yeah. No, it's got to be a physical. In fact, actually, it's a book.
It's a book. That's just like you turn a page and like it's just,
yeah.
It never ends. Just every
exactly.
Page.
And not, but it's still just a book. Like you can get it ruined. And then like,
oh.
So you can't bring it in the like shower. It's a book. And if you lose it or break it.
You die.
You don't die. You just live forever. Huh. Terrifying.
Oh my God. It gets stolen on a train, some bullshit. That's like a good film. We should write
this part out of the podcast. No one's allowed to steal
NDA.
Package up this podcast, send it in a letter to ourselves.
Elijah, fact or fiction?
Fiction, I guess.
Okay. Tumors can grow teeth.
That's a fiction? Cool. No.
Fact or fiction? Tumors can grow teeth.
I actually think... I've heard about this, but now I'm not so sure. Because for some reason, like the image of a tumor with like these weird little teeth
like
coming out—not human teeth, but like teethy type things coming out—keeps popping in my mind, and I don't know where I've seen that. I don't know where that came from. If that's from the abscesses of my mind, or if that's from a dark website that I once visited. But I'd have to say that's if I have to go off my gut, that is sexy, and it turns me on. What were you asking?
I was asking if it was sexy and it turned you on.
Yeah.
The fact that tumors grow on teeth. Teeth grow from tumors. A fact or fiction?
Okay. I'm just going to go with my gut and say fiction.
You're going to say fiction? You are incorrect.
No. I'm a fact.
Oh, but you fucked
but
up.
But I legitimately did mean fact. I meant go with my gut and say fact, but whatever.
Go with my gut
I'll take an L on this one.
Okay. They're called teratomas. Teratomas have been discovered with eyes. in the benign teratoma had been found in a 16-year-old girl. Doctors found a well-differentiated and highly organized cerebellar tissue in a skull-like bony shell. In other words, beginning to form a brain, like a brain stem cell. Like,
so you're telling me, because okay, so I mean, cancer cells are cells that keep multiplying rapidly without any, you know, usually there's a reason they're doing it, but they're just
coding.
Yeah, they're just fucking doing it, and they're nothing cells, right? And so what you're telling me is that if you build up enough of those guys will eventually be like, well, this is obviously a human we're building, so let's just start.
Like, it'll remutate into like a correct forming of a human.
That's fucking weird.
Imagine if giving birth was like a 20-year process, and cut them off. Like
at the end.
Like this is only a little bit of their forehead is stuck to you, and you just go... And then now they're a human.
You have to saw them off and then sand down the parts that they were connected to.
So you could be like, well, wow, you've had a couple children, right? And you just have tumors all over your body.
Jesus Christ, that's insane. That's fucking crazy.
So yeah, it had a skull, a mature teratoma.
The beginning of an eye?
Oh my God.
Or eyes?
There aren't tip. They're tip. And they're malignant. Like, these type of tumors are malignant. So
benign tumors
that just grow...
Benign tumors. Malignant's the bad one.
No, they're past.
They're benign.
Benign. That's what I meant.
Interesting.
Why isn't there? I want to see a video of showing a picture of this. But
okay,
no,
I'm gonna go ahead and just clarify. Malignant's not the bad one. They're both the bad one.
Yeah, if you have a tumor, it's pretty bad.
It's literally called the big C.
The big C.
Like if you like.
Well, I mean, you can, having there a good are not. Can- oh, I have the good type of cancer.
There are not many. Like things that can be associated just by the first letter of what it is. And in fact, it can only happen 26 times when you think about it in a society.
Whoa. Dude. Whoa. What if you have more than 26 letters?
You got the
big umlaut, right, dude? It's just like some horrible disease.
Big
like,
umlaut.
It's just like you start
the big umlaut. Wait, the umlauts aren't their own characters. They go above other letters.
No, I thought the U with the two dots on the top is called an umlaut.
No, the thing above it's called the umlaut.
Oh, you got the big U umlaut.
No,
you got the big U
umlaut.
You got the big U because that's how it's pronounced. U, right?
So
it's,
I was
pronounced like two O's.
You know when Ant-Man goes big,
right?
I was thinking giant man. Right?
Giant man. Stupid. Oh, thanks, Dad. That's beautiful.
Okay, let's end the show.
You want me to end the show?
Well, I'm just going to keep talking about giant man if you don't.
Giant man. All right, fine. I'll end the show right here.
Also, can we talk about how fucking incredible... Did you actually see Ant-Man?
Which one? There's only been one, right?
There's two now, but the first one that came out in 2015...
Ant-Man and Wasp is the second one?
Yeah.
I've seen both of them, yes.
Okay, great. Michael Douglas, dude. Holy shit. How the fuck do they get him? Because they did it in the fucking Endgame again. And so
I haven't seen Endgame.
I know, I'm not going to spoil it, but they did the same the same thing where they make him look young.
Right.
And, it just blew my fucking gourd again because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Because it looks just fucking like him when he was young because he was an actor in the 70s.
Dude, CG, dude.
Yeah, crazy, dude.
The video portion of this podcast is all rendered.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you
saw us get closer, you would eventually start seeing the pixels.
Yeah.
For everyone who isn't listening audio-wise. Yeah, we recorded this podcast, by the way.
We're just experimenting. It'll probably be on Patreon.
Collisionshack.com/Patreon.
And you can, for $1, you can see a video version of this podcast. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
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 You say sure.
Like, no, that's them. That's them responding. Sure.
Oh, you were kind of doing a conversation.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. I would actually legitimately, though, like to thank everyone who listened for listening because it's a huge...
It's a huge turn-on.
A huge undertaking for someone to even...
Elijah.
I mean, who honest to goodness pops on one of our episodes, listens to the opening bit, and then thinks, let's keep going with this.
I did some Twitter advertising today,
okay.
Right? One of the ladies responded. She's like, oh, I listened to the intro, and I was dying laughing. Definitely subscribed. And I'm like, wow.
Who? Who is it? What the fuck type of person is that?
She said that. And at first I was like, wow, okay. She's like, that's my type of humor. I'm like,
okay,
good. All right, yeah, good for you. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. I know that's extremely self-deprecating, but like, it's like, who watches us two fucking assholes? Who listens to us and then thinks, great, full hours of this, please?
45 minutes.
Collision Shack on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. None of them are there. We don't have any of those.
We do have all of them.
We do?
Actually. It's at Collision Shack.
Oh, my God.
On all platforms.
Including the at symbol. No, don't do
including
that.
Including the at. It's only on one. At podcast. Collision Shack.
Well, pod on Twitter, it's at Collision Shack. Because right. You have to. No. Right. Travis.
What?
If anyone were to try to access your personal database, mm-hmm. your personal journal.
Right.
Your online journal. Mm-hmm. How would they do that?
They would follow me at Travis Flesher.
Yes, on there you Twitter. Go. On Twitter.
Yeah.
And how would they do mine?
They would follow you mm-hmm. at Joseph Elijah no. Joseph M with an F on
there you
the
go.
Joseph.
Yes. Now if you wanted I mean it's like
Are
if
you
wanted
me
to
right now?
If you wanted to no, I don't know. I
guess. Been listening the past 40 episodes.
If you wanted to you could not if you wanted to, but if you went onto my Twitter page, it would be like looking into a fucking desert wasteland. Like no life has been here for years.
No. Wait, it's like looking into an empty tube that goes on for miles. You go, hello, and it says, and then back it goes, hello world. And that's it. That's the only tweet you
that's
made.
That's the only tweet I made.
And it's a retweet of some band, probably.
Hello world.
Hello,
yeah.
Darkness, my old friend. Is that it? No, we got one more. We'd like to thank Dave Shumka from the
No, there's more even other than that.
Oh, yeah, there is. Rate us on iTunes,
there
please.
There you go. Rate us on iTunes. Join Patreon, you already said.
It's
if you have a Would You Rather you'd like
sticker.
To send in, or if you just like to talk to us, or if you just like to not talk to us but still send us a message telling us how much you hate
forward us. / message is that.
Go to collisionshack.com.
Forward slash
message if you want to get there directly, but yeah. I mean, there's no point. It's such a good website.
It's so navigationable.
And Travis, you were in the middle of something, I think.
I'd like to thank Dave Shumka and the Screaming Eagles for our use of his song "Do Do Do Do" in our intro.
That was fucking perfect. You did it great.
Thank you,
you
so much.
You did a really good job.
I mean, it's almost like that's not, like the only job I don't have on this podcast is doing the outro.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to listen to us for an extra 20 minutes.
You know what I just realized?
What?
We're going to have to actually shake hands now at the end of every one if we start recording.
We have been shaking hands at the end of every single one.